Florencia Maza Ramsey will spend 3 months in the Arctic with the Systems Ecology Lab from UTEP to document the work of their crew, laboratories, and the natives of the region. Her aim is to create a body of work that speaks and highlights the importance of the scientific community and their value as individuals. When it's all said and done, this project will culminate in a collection of photos, video, sound, text, and mapping. My guest today is photographer Florencia Maza Ramsey. Welcome, Florencia.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here. So you are from Buenos Aires and somehow you landed in El Paso and now to the Arctic.
Yes.
How does that happen?
Well, I was working in the city of Toronto for Tourism Toronto, and my now husband was playing with his band, the DA, in the city. So we randomly met in the street and we fell in love, and he came to visit me in Argentina, and then I ended up in El Paso.
So you're from Argentina. You worked in Toronto.
Yes.
Fell in love with a boy from El Paso, went back to Buenos Aires, and now here in El Paso.
Yes.
Okay, so from El Paso, now we're going to Barrow, Alaska.
Yes.
How's that?
My husband is a research assistant at the Systems Ecology Lab, and through him I met Craig and the rest of the team. I was fascinated by their research legacy, and that ignited an old dream of mine of going to work to Alaska. So I decided to pitch this project to them, and they kindly accepted, so we are on board.
Yeah, because, I mean, the work they do is pretty incredible, and I don't know, have they ever had a documentarian on board with them before?
No, this is the first time an artist is going to be traveling with them, and it's a big deal because we're going to make this big archive of images, and I'm not only going to be documenting their work, but I'm also going to tag along with people from Los Alamos National Laboratory and many other crews that I'm going to come across. So I think it's going to be a nice work for everyone.
And your main medium is photography, but you plan to do video and everything else?
Yes, I'm traveling fully equipped to face whatever I have to over there.
So part of this journey to the Arctic means that you have to raise some funds to get there.
Yes.
And I know you've been having a lot of events. You had an art auction not too long ago at Jovini Bronson's.
Yes.
And you have a couple more events coming up. Will you tell us about those?
Yes. On Thursday, May 14, we're going to be having this music benefit show at Lowbrow. We're going to be featuring Maddox, Great Shapes, the DA DJ set, and Kilo and the Do. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope I'm going to see everyone over there.
Okay, so you have a music event, and then you have a ping pong tournament, too.
Yes, at Proper Print Shop on Friday 15. And we are going to have also console games and art auction and food and a lot of, nice raffles and the collaboration of a lot of local businesses.
So you got to raise a total of $8,000, but you said that no matter what, you're going to the Arctic.
Yes, no matter what. I hope we get to buy all the clothes to be warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. But if not, I'm going to go anyway.
Now, you were saying, aside from applying your artistry and your talents to it, that you also have an interest in climate.
Yes, for sure. I think the nicest part of this project is the educational value that it's going to have. I really want to focus on representing the research community as a risk-taking community, that they leave their houses and they leave their commodities to go work in remote parts of the world in dangerous environments for all of us to have a better understanding of the world we're living. And it's very important for people to put a face on that work being done.
You're right, especially when it's people from here, from UTEP especially.
Yes.
I don't know that people know that every year.
They're
up there.
And it's a big reason for El Paso to be proud.
Yes. So 3 months out of the year, is that all that you're going, or is that the general cycle for the research as well?
That's every year they go for 3 months to work the field season. And then they also travel here and there during the winter, which is more complicated because it's 24 hours of darkness and...
Right.
Very, very cold.
But you'll be able to tell us all about that with your project.
Yes.
Now, are you going by yourself? Do you have a crew coming with you? Or what's your plan?
I'm going to be tagging alone with Dr. Craig Tweedy's lab. But as an artist, I'm going to be the only one documenting everything.
So you're going to have your hands full.
I'm going to be very busy.
And how do you visualize that working out for you? Logistically, how does this work in your head?
Right now, I'm completely blinded by excitement. Like, I can't wait to get there and like have all my photo gear and, you know, start following people around and seeing the wildlife, which is amazing. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be tough and very long, and we're going to have long days of being awake and working whenever the weather allows us to work. But it's overall very, very exciting.
Well, we're excited for you, and I'm so glad that that you've decided to take this on. More than anything, aside from you kind of presenting your art project to them, I mean, really, that they accepted.
Yes, it's an incredible opportunity they're giving me.
Because, you know, the marriage of science and art, sometimes we do understand each other, sometimes we don't.
Yes.
And it looks like in this case, we're going to be all right.
Hopefully, yes. I'm pretty positive it's going to be good for everyone.
It seems like it. And, you know, if anything, it'll help to raise awareness, too, of the projects going on out there, of what people from here are doing over there.
Yeah.
And really, you know, what visuals you're going to bring to that. Because you can hear these stories about the Arctic, but to see them is a whole other thing.
Yeah, it makes them real for everybody.
Yes,
it's
all
like
of a sudden.
Not everyone wants to or has the tools to understand scientific information. Like myself, I definitely have a hard time reading through papers and stuff. But if you see an image, it's easier to digest and it's easier to understand.
So we can support your project by attending two fun events. One on the 14th.
Yes, at the Lowbrow.
And you have a whole bunch of local bands playing
yes.
there. And then one on the 15th that involves ping pong, although I don't get the sense you have to be a master, right? You can just
no,
join.
No, everyone that wants to have fun can come and join us.
Great. Well, if you want to help Florencia get to herself to the Arctic, please go and hang out with her at the Lowbrow Palace on the 14th, at Proper Print Shop on the 15th. And if they want to look at your fundraising program online, what's the website where they can find you?
They can find the information at bit.ly/BarrowAlaska. And there they can read all the written information and watch a very nice video we put together to explain our project.
So bit.ly/BarrowAlaska. My guest today has been photographer and soon-to-be documentarian
yes.
Florencia Maza Ramsey. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.